It's the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues, social media, emails, sometimes postcards, jail mail, prison letters, the like. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. Always like to check, do we have a Hank FM newsletter? And by gosh, we do. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it came out. Came out on newsstands yesterday.
I still didn't get one.
That's okay.
I'm not on the list.
Nobody knows where newsstands are anymore.
I'm sorry.
Now, a lot of great information, especially about this weekend, PBR Rattler Days, Lake Fest, and a whole lot more. So, catch it wherever great Hank FM newsletters are sold.
Oh, boy.
From our corporate front, this also goes in our spam file. So, yesterday, I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this.
Oh, which one?
HR, our HR director, Gina,
mm-hmm.
calls me. An unemployment claim was filed yesterday to our company in my name.
Really?
Yes.
What's going on over there?
And I don't know.
Like,
that's
I know
what I asked.
Weddings are expensive, but
it's HR.
No, this is not the way to do it, KB.
I was like, well, first of all, do I need to file one?
Mm-hmm.
No, everything's fine. And no, it just turns out that was a somebody spamming and fraud or something out there. So, whoever you are, JB.
How are you, JB?
No unemployment for you. We're still working.
You know, my key card took like four times to let me in
See?
This morning, so I'm a little edgy.
We take these things seriously in radio.
Tracy the Barrel Racer says, good morning.
Hi.
In regard to the new ride over at Six Flags, she says, I will ride an 1,100-pound animal as fast as it can go. But you cannot pay me to get on an amusement ride of any kind for any reason.
What if we put a saddle on it?
Mm.
Okay.
No, that's BYOS.
I don't know.
Did they let that pass the gates? Mm.
Darlene down there in Johnson County says Alvarado.
Sorry.
Oh.
That was me yesterday.
Oh, was it?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Alvarado. I slipped sometimes.
We're going to be out there.
It's Lupe. It's not me.
Free nanner pudding for you, if you can say Alvarado today. Down there at Massey's Barbecue. And guess where? Alvarado, Texas.
Amen.
I'll see you starting at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So on the Hank Facebook page, things that we remember from our childhood, people may not understand these days. Someone chiming in, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? Yeah, we had to be reminded. Our parents had to be reminded.
That, I have
they
kids.
They have children.
I have kids.
Julia says getting shooed out of the house in the morning and coming back when the streetlights came on.
Mm.
Tim, he's still grieving this. He had to wait a week to get his photos from Eckerd's.
No.
Nick and Alicia really missed something called common sense. And Doris, I don't know if you remember this, Wender Twin powers activate.
Oh, yeah, the magic rings.
Yeah, and then someone chimes in. Yeah, it was always a bird and water. So did that inspire the whole bucket situation, KB?
Everything inspires
Who
the
knows?
Bucket situation.
Yeah, I say yes.
April in Alito, happy Friday, happy State Fair Day, happy to see you, Lupe in the midday. You too, JB.
JB.
It was also
How
asked
you,
on the revelation just a couple of days ago that at one point you went by Lupe in the midday.
I did.
In what, San Bernardino, or where was that?
Fresno.
San Luis Obispo?
Yeah. San Fresno.
Okay, that's what I said.
San
Terry asked, what are some other radio fake names that you guys have had to have over the years?
I only had one
that, and it was a weird deal. And to be honest, I'll just say it was a taped show for Salt Lake City. And I did nights.
Ballin.
And they called me Kenny Austin. And that was unfortunate. That's the only fake one I've ever
and
had.
We're never going to bring that up again, are we?
I would never respond to it. Don asks, will we get a repeat performance of RFK Jr. at some point?
Beautiful voice, said Bobby.
He does sound good.
Stay tuned, Don.
Good.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
News breaks, we'll fix it.
You know, Bobo in Idaho has been making his way through the Chips show. You remember this, Ponch and John?
Sure.
He's keeping me updated. Did you know that there was an episode with Johnny Lee and Mickey Gilly?
How about that?
It was also the one where Ponch had to babysit a chimpanzee.
Of course.
Bobo also likes to play pool and drink beer during the show. Speaking of which, Kelly in the Ville very concerned about Nick. Is he drunk when
Nick.
He calls in?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
That name.
Hey.
Yeah.
I want you all to know.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm sure. No, Nick works overnight. He's probably just exhausted.
Yeah, these things happen. Yeah. She says, I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but I don't think they mean 5 a.m.
Kelly also said, I thought carnies came from trailer parks in Arkansas. Well, that's only if they can catch the train, Kelly. Okay?
Nobody's catching the
train. But she says the train hobos could give them a hand. Heaven knows they helped us. Which Brett sent me after the story and saga of... He sent me Kiplinger's Annual Guide to Railroad Vacations for 2025. So that's a little too soon, Brett with one T. Too soon, Kiplinger. And it turns out a lot of our listeners come from Arkansas. Beautiful state, minus one single train station there. And questions about bathhouses. And I know you had some and how they work. I didn't know anything much about them. But they're just like mineral wells, kind of has the spring thing, hot springs. And their mineral water that comes up like a 100 degrees plus Fahrenheit, so it's a hot bath. And somebody asked, do you wear swimsuits? Well, darn right you do. I mean, it's Arkansas.
Hey.
Nick don't.
I want you all to know.
That's what he don't.
Hey.
Yeah. And then Kathy says, is it any wonder KB went on vacation to a place where he could still play Will It Float?
Yeah, so, well, okay. See, Kathy knows. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, this is kind of a flex. And I'm very happy with my job here, but I just want management to know this. Coming in off the lines just for Heather, it says, to sports director.
Yeah.
Area scouts, we are currently receiving athlete assessment requests from local high schools and athletes.
There you go.
Would you or any other coaches you know be interested in working with these youth athletes? Guaranteed $39 to $79 an hour.
Whoa.
Apply here.
We certainly went to the source right there. There is the source. No longer is it Cooperstein. It's rather late. It was pointed out also back to by Rowdy in Houston, which you can hear Saturday nights. He pointed out, it seems like trips with the girlfriend, now fiance, have been chaotic. We did have the tire blowout in Terrell on the way Labor Day weekend for the proposal thing. And then we had this train. We've taken other trips before, but it does seem since the engagement it's been a little...
Well, what about in Austin when you saw the do-it-yourself car driving all crazy?
And the meth sold here on the roadway sign.
You have options.
Fire, forge, of steel. We made it through all of these trials.
You're so bonded.
And then finally, Carlene says, I was going to take some Tylenol for that radioactive shrimp that I ate, but after this week, I guess I can't do nothing, can we? Hey.
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 What?
I want y'all to know.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.